I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. We are continuing with our summer-long series of segments forecasting how each of the Inland Empire's major economic sectors are expected to perform this year. Last week, Dr. Husing began explaining the huge impact on our economy from the IE's largest economic sector, logistics. At least one out of every four jobs comes from the logistics sector, which has been growing steadily, along with the growth in online shopping, which has been expanding 15% a year for the past few years. That means that a lot of stuff being ordered online comes overseas. In fact, well more than a third of all goods imported into the U.S. comes into the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, and then unloaded and sent to warehouses in the Inland Empire to be shipped around the country.
Another piece that goes along with this is air cargo. And a lot of air cargo comes into Ontario International Airport. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing there was in 2017, the first year that the airport was completely under local control. It was up 15.5% over the previous year, 2016, when it was only partially locally controlled. And it's an all-time record.
Yeah.
So it's great to see that kind of growth going on in Ontario.
And also San Bernardino International Airport has just announced that UPS is doing more activity.
UPS is going to start bringing flights in directly, in part because there are so many large facilities in e-commerce located in the East Valley. And the traffic between Ontario and San Bernardino at different times of day is pretty intense.
Sure. And there's that what used to be an old Air Force base, a great big, perfect for a cargo airport space there.
Yep, so. San Bernardino International Airport's finally starting to see some that type of use. So when we look at the logistics job growth, between 2011 and 2017, the bottom of the recession, and last year, this sector added 70,000 jobs. That is almost double any other sector. That was 23.3% of all jobs, or in effect, almost one out of every four jobs created in the Inland Empire.
In the Empire. It comes from the logistics.
But the impact is greater than that. Because stop and think, this is a sector whose funding comes from outside the area. So the money goes to an Amazon, they pay their employees, it goes home, it shows up at Stater Brothers, it shows up at the hairstylist, it shows up at the local sports bar or whatever. Mm-hmm. So really it's closer to a third of our economy grew because of this one sector. I will make a blanket statement based on those numbers. If this sector had not grown, with all the people who hate it, one of the things they need to think about, we'd still be in the recession. It is the reason we got out. Well, and I have yet to hear anybody say, this is what you should have done instead, because there is no instead. Now, a couple of caveats as we start to forecast. Caveat number one, land is disappearing. We're running out of places to build. So we can't just inherit anything that wants to come because we're running out of space. If we look at how many of these million square foot buildings we could build in the entire Inland Empire, including the deserts, mm-hmm. We could build 157 those facilities. But if we take out Moreno Valley and we take out the deserts, it's only 35.
Hmm. Now, when you say the deserts, both the high deserts
and the low deserts.
And the low deserts to the east.
Right.
All right.
Because the high desert has room for 42. The Coachella Valley has room for 21. Hmm. Moreno Valley and Paris have room for 59. So if you take those out, there's almost nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
So that's at million square foot facilities. If you said we're going to limit it to 500,000, then We still have room for 166 if you don't have the high desert, the Coachella Valley, or Moreno Valley, Paris. Moreno Valley, Paris, therefore, is a in the urban area, is a crucial piece of this puzzle. And all the fights to try and stop it from expanding, with all due respect, what you're saying is we don't want those jobs.
And next week, in the face of that criticism, Dr. Husing defends logistics as the sector where workers without a high school degree can make it in the middle class, working their way up the logistics job ladder. And we will forecast the logistics economy for the coming year. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.